Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Guy Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
Yeah, we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Loving that new ad. Thank you for putting that in there, Tanner.
Yeah, no problem.
Looking pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Now, as everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Andrew. I just got here 4 months ago, you know. I'm working at Avenue and Club Rewind at the moment, you know. And I got to meet two of you, you know.
Yeah.
Fort McMurray's locals. Great people, you know. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be in a podcast.
Mm-hmm. There you go, and you're on one.
Yeah.
It's happening. So, yeah, you are definitely, you're not from Canada.
No.
Where are you from? Like, we know where you're from, but the people at home have no idea where you're from.
Well, my origins, right, where I was born.
Yeah.
I'm from Nepal.
Right.
Right, but I've always been moving here and there, you know, since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Studied in India, Thailand, America, and now I'm here, you know.
Right.
From what I remember, I don't remember, but yeah. I was in Canada when I was maybe 6 months old,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah.
So this is my first visit to Canada. You know? Yeah, so it's been fun.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to meet a lot of good people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Out here, but cold.
It's very cold here, man.
I need to get used to that. I'm from the down south. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very not normal for me.
And you got lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Because right now it's not cold. Like, you haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's been years since we've had this warm of a winter. It's wild.
Tanner was saying 10 years, right?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, like, this years, is, yeah. We're on a record. Because, like, it's, when we're filming this today, today's December 12th. And
I can still see grass in my front yard.
Yeah, like, that's nutty.
Yeah, never.
But never. So, anyways. You're getting lucky, so thanks for bringing the warmth. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I think I did do that.
There you go. I'm giving you full credit.
Thank you.
So, with all that traveling, like, why did you travel so much?
I don't know. Boarding schools, you know.
Okay.
Boarding school mostly, because my whole family is based off boarding schools, right?
Okay.
My mom, my dad.
Yeah.
My sister, my brother.
Me, yeah.
And just tradition to mm-hmm. be in a boarding school. So.
Right.
I just moved around here and there, you know. So.
So what does a boarding school mean? Like, I don't know.
A boarding school is like you attend the school and you're living in the school too, right? Not in the same classes and
yeah.
stuff. You have board rooms and stuff, right?
Okay.
Where you board and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're just living there and you're going to your home.
You ever heard
now and then, you know?
You yeah. ever heard the tune room and board?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So it's like college, but how young does that start?
Yeah, like
preschool.
Yeah, preschool, like, it could start.
And so, where's your mom and dad when all this is going on?
Home,
yeah.
In the same city you're in?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
And, like, only sometimes, like, for yeah. him, maybe. But there are kids who go to boarding schools in, like, other countries, and their parents are just like, peace out.
Yeah, I went yeah. to India.
Yeah.
In ninth grade, right?
So right.
as boarding school. Seventh and eighth grade to boarding school. And two to five boarding school.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Sarah.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, like at our home, yeah.
So what's the benefit to a boarding school versus like, because I only know North American education, so.
Well, you know, like my dad mm-hmm. and mom, they do a lot of charity work.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, they have orphanages, mm-hmm. all kind of stuff. So they're very occupied. So they thought, you know, we grew up really well. Mm-hmm. In a boarding school,
mm-hmm.
maybe it can happen the same to our kids.
That's right.
So they decided to send us to a boarding school, which was obviously at that moment we were angry at them. But mm-hmm. I think we learned a lot, you know, like
yeah,
And yeah, I mean, it was a COVID.
Yeah.
Boarding school. So, I mean, I wasn't too bad about it. You know, like, you send me to an all boys boarding school, that's gonna be a problem.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Neat. Yeah. I would have been a problem. Yeah. See, like, you can't, when I was that age, if my parents would have sent me away, it would have been lights out.
Yeah.
Done.
So like, I'm, you would hate your parents' time?
No, I would have loved my parents. Oh, I wish that I would have got into all kinds of trouble.
Oh.
Like, it would have been a problem.
You already were a problem child, so.
That's right. Like, I needed, like, my parents to, like, look over me, like, follow the rules, like.
GP breathing down your neck.
Yeah. Big shout out, GP, Uncle Silky. My mom, Pamela Pierre, love you. I know I was a handful. Like,
is a handful.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, can't stop, changed. Won't stop.
Yeah.
You have a sister, right?
Yeah, a little sister who's, she's the biggest problem.
Okay.
And then I have, like, that's a younger brother. And he's
the least problem.
The least problem. Okay. Alistair's, like,
well-behaved.
Well-behaved, the chillest, never really got in trouble. Mm. Me and Alicia, we decided, you know.
All right.
We're gonna spread our wings a little bit.
Yeah.
But it all worked out. But yeah, boarding school, that's a lot of responsibility for a child.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, you learn how to take care of yourself a lot better, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're cleaning your own stuff, you're making your bed.
Yeah.
You know, like, which was a requirement for us to do, you know, everything, you know?
So yeah.
I learned a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I hated was my first boarding school.
Yeah.
They only let you shower once a week.
What?
Yeah.
How often did you have gym?
Yeah, so listen. A lot, right? Listen, so we had to clean ourselves with like towels, like, you know, like that, because they wouldn't provide us hot water. And during winter, they would only provide it once a week.
You were having whore baths?
Yeah, like, so I was like, you know, I had to be cleaning myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, I told my parents wouldn't believe me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and this is how it is. And they asked a few other kids, you know, and they finally told my parents.
Yeah.
They were like, well, guys don't really smell when you're kids, so it's okay. I was like, okay, I'll go with it.
Wild.
Yeah. Well, and now, was everybody's shower day the same day?
Yes.
So everybody showered on the same day.
Saturday, yeah.
Saturday was shower day.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's crazy.
That is...
Why?
Something.
That's... Yeah. It's something.
I mean, like, I get it, because when you're, like, a little kid, you don't sweat stuff in yet. So, like, fair enough. But to limit them?
Yeah.
Like, to say you only get one?
Yeah.
Weird.
What country was that?
That was Nepal.
Nepal, okay. Interesting.
Was there, like, is it a water thing? Like, was there low water? Or?
No, I mean, there was water. Water was always available. It's just the heating process, I guess, they were too lazy about it or something, you know? Like, because we don't get instant hot water, like, in Canada, right?
Oh.
Like, so they have to heat it up, and maybe that's the reason.
Maybe it's cost prohibitive.
Yeah.
Or maybe the technology isn't there to do it.
Yeah. I mean, this was 2003.
Yeah.
You know, but Nepal's still a third world country, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of, we don't get instant hot water still in Nepal. So In our houses, we put, like, what do you call that, geezers?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys know what geezers are. Like,
Those are, like, old people in Canada.
Yeah, that's what a geezer is. Yeah, we know what geezers are.
Yeah.
It's like a small box that heats up water.
Okay.
So it's like 2 or 3 liters, and you can just shower real quick, and that's how you do it.
Or you can take a cold shower.
Or you can use a solar system, right? Yeah. Too.
Yeah, that's when I used to go back to Guyana. That's where my parents are from. It's a tropical country. So, but they don't. Most houses back in the day didn't have hot water because it wasn't even an option. They're just like, deal with it. It's hot. Like, it's not that bad. Trust me, it is that bad. Like, I hated showering in cold water.
Oh, so even in, like, a hot country, you wouldn't be able to take a shower in a cold.
Yeah.
You wouldn't?
I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. So even Sarah.
He's a pussycat.
That's right.
Even Sarah has that problem.
Yeah.
Like, she needs to shower in a hot thingy, you know, like, you know, Manish. Like, when I walk in the bathroom sometimes after their shower, it's all steam, you know, like.
I think that's
the way to do it.
I think that's a woman thing, too, though, because, like, my girl also likes really hot showers. So, you know.
Yeah.
Tanner's just roasting me over here. Okay. I see what's happening. So, speaking of showers, I'm going to lean into this this conversation.
All right.
Now that you can have a hot shower, like, on demand, are you just like, this is heaven?
I mean, this is heaven, definitely.
See, right? That's what I'm saying.
But that's the thing. I like mid, like water.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
because I don't want to mess up the hair.
Room temperature.
Like, room temperature. Yeah.
Yeah, that is the way to go.
But the fact that you can have room temperature water, like that, that
helps.
That's what I'm saying.
Amazing.
Yeah, you know, game changer.
Like you can change it up a little bit sometimes. You know?
That's right. Yeah, that's so right.
What, you take a cold shower?
Never. Ever.
Try it once.
Cold showers
life changing. Life changing.
I hear, like, I know all of the research on cold plunge and all this stuff, and yeah, like, shocks you. Not like I do so
of
much other healthy things.
Of all the ways you're willing to make yourself uncomfortable, and you're not willing to turn that knob to cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a baby.
That's listen. One
but now, like this winter though, look how much time I'm spending outside though.
Okay, and in the winter it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Like when it gets like to minus 30, minus 20, like okay, take a warm shower, fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But in the summer, man, take a cold shower and just tell me what you think.
Yeah. Well, did you see that thing what he did when you guys started? What? He did the fan thing, right?
Yeah, I had a fan.
Because I've seen that in recording studios too, right?
Yeah.
When like I've seen it in like videos and stuff. Like they do that thing. I don't know. What's the point of that?
We just have a whole vibe going on here. Like when.
Oh, the fan helps too.
Oh no! It helps set the vibe, especially like with the incense going. Uh-huh. Like it helps like move things around.
You're letting out a lot of backstage secrets over there.
Yeah.
Because I've seen that, you know, somewhere like.
Yeah. Our whole thing here, and like some of the episodes we film outside too, is like we try to set a tone, and so like that's why like we don't really allow a lot of pictures to be taken of the place either, because at the end of the day, like what we're doing here is not normal for most people in regards to coming in, filming a podcast, being in front of cameras. Mm-hmm. So we try to create an environment that allows for like an open and honest dialogue.
So
from where the cameras are placed to like how the thing is decorated, smells, everything, it's to like make people as comfortable as possible.
Oh, yeah, I do love the incense.
Yeah,
it's so different. I've never seen like Canadians really use incense.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I haven't met enough Canadians, right?
But that's right.
But from the people I've met, it's only you guys.
That's right.
It's a certain type of person.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the thing about Canada, which is wild, is just like there's so many different cultures here. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a board chair of the Multicultural Association here in Fort Mac. And like the amount of culture that we have just in this community is unbelievable. Like we're so rich and diverse in Fort McMurray. Mm-hmm. So like, to say when you meet a Canadian, mm-hmm. like the definition of what is Canadian is so vast and different because it's such a multicultural like community and country. You know?
Oh, yeah. But still, so, none of them I've seen.
With the incense. Yeah. That's facts. That's facts. That's too funny.
Are you a snowboard or a skateboard?
Skateboard, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a piece of art. I'll show you after.
Yeah,
nice.
It's a dope piece of art too. It's got a wild story that we are never, well, not never, but we're not going to talk about it on camera.
Okay, got it. Yeah,
it's a very, very unique piece of artwork.
Yeah, with a very unique story.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the amount of treasures we have in here. Oh, you know, we're going to show him
all the treasures.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know the treasure you're talking about.
Yeah.
Your favorite treasure.
That's right.
I'm just like so fascinated by like how Tanner works in here, mm-hmm. like how he like does his thing.
That's right.
Last time when we were having a talk, right?
Yeah.
He's just into Farm Simulator and he's just talking to us like that, you know? Like, yeah. It's so cool.
I got it on right now, bro.
Yeah.
And like he was doing a task or something.
That's right.
And I'm like, that's pretty
cool. Just how you keep your brain working and like organized and structuring things. Wildly productive and creative.
Yeah. Dude. My brain works well if I'm doing multiple things.
Yeah. Which would be counterproductive for most people. Like, I am the worst.
Yeah.
The worst.
You're a supermodel over here. You can't walk and chew gum.
Yeah. Like, when I focus on something, I'm good. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you, like, do three things at one time, nothing is getting done well.
I would also like to preface it. It's not a joke when I say he can't walk and chew gum. He visibly loses speed.
Yeah. I do slow down.
Yeah.
I do slow down.
Yeah.
You're like, I do like doing things just once.
Yeah,
like one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. But I have to finish it because like it doesn't feel right with me.
That's the normal productive way of doing.
Yeah, for sure. Tanner's just wild.
Yeah.
But listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's got his questions ready for his segment called the Mac City Minute. Mm-hmm. But before we jump into that, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie at Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, I'm Carrie Beaton. I make all natural skincare and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and works I have available, you can click on the links below. Thank you so much.
And we are back. Big shout out to Carrie at Patchouli Rose. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What do you think is the best food or snack you've tried since you've gotten to Canada?
Food? Okay.
Or snack.
I gotta go with them. Look, you did say it was a multicultural place, right? Mm-hmm. So I love the Vietnamese food here. Pho Mac, which is just down here.
Yeah, Tanner's been talking about us going there. Yeah,
you guys gotta try the, beef, the pork.
Everything. Yeah.
Oh, it's primo.
Yeah.
Primo, and the snacks. I gotta go with the stuff. The what Tanner got it.
Oh, from? Pete.
Oh.
What, the spicy chips?
No, the peach thingy.
Oh, fuzzy peaches.
Fuzzy peaches.
I finished.
Man,
that.
Fuzzy peaches are a problem.
Yeah, I smoked that little.
Yeah.
And then I finished the whole bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is that's how you do it.
That's yup.
Question number two. What do you think is one song that you love to dance to the most?
I don't dance.
That's not true.
Oh shit! You've seen me dance.
Question number three: what do you think is the best sports jersey of all time?
The best sports jersey? It's gotta be.
Question number four. What do you think is the best fast food menu item you've tried on your worldly travels?
Fast food. Well, so, I was in America, right?
Mm-hmm.
High school. Then dollar burger hit different, you know? Because the dollar menu.
The 99-cent cheeseburger.
Exactly.
Question number five. What was your favorite toy to play with when you were a child? You can say whatever you want on this
Hot
show.
Hot Wheels, for sure.
Hot Wheels. Those have been your five questions.
There we go. Now let's go back to that jersey for a second. I was always surprised with the collaboration of Chevy on Manchester's.
I didn't know
Chevy was big over in Europe. I had no idea.
They're big for totally different vehicles.
And Ford too, you know?
Yeah.
Ford, Chevy,
But not the trucks.
Not the
trucks. Not the trucks.
In our country, like India and stuff like that, they collab, and they make it into something cheaper.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I think there's like a collab with Suzuki and Maruti. Maruti is an Indian company, right? So they do a collab with the Indian company, and they make a new product out of it.
Oh, okay.
And they sell it to Nepal, and, you know, like third world countries like that.
Yeah,
and
like Chevy engine on
the outer body is all
foreign.
Yeah, it's foreign.
Oh, okay.
Kind of whacked.
Yeah. So not they don't run as well or look as cool.
They run fine because they're a Chevy engine.
Yeah.
But they aren't built well.
They aren't built well. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Get into crash, it just
boom. Yeah.
And we don't even go above 60
countries,
you know, 60, 70.
Miles or kilometers?
Kilometers.
Yeah.
So in Kathmandu, the speed limit is 50, I think.
Okay.
50 kilometers.
Everywhere.
Yeah. The whole of Kathmandu.
Yeah. But it's like a city. So it's not like you're on highways.
Even on highways, 50.
Even on highway 50?
Yeah. In Kathmandu, at least.
how enforced is that?
Yeah, it is. Because now, because they love doing the radar stuff. They just got the radar gun.
Oh, yeah.
And the traffic cops are there. They're excited.
Yeah.
And they're catching you every time.
Are you allowed to have a radar detector, though?
Look, I'm sure we are.
Yeah.
Because they it'll still take them time to figure out, okay, now police people are going to carry radar guns, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, for now.
Yeah.
100% it'll be fine.
Yeah. In different provinces here in Canada, you're allowed, and some you're not allowed.
Yeah, I realize.
And so in Alberta, you're allowed.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, so.
You have one?
I used to. I don't anymore. I'm an old man. Like, I go slow now. Like, I'm crawling on the highway now. But yeah. Back in the day, I used to have a radar detector.
You're not crawling now. You're doing the speed limit now.
Well, in comparison to what I used to do.
Yeah.
Crawling. Yeah. So, but yeah, so you can have it. But in certain provinces, if you get caught with one, you get a ticket, they take it away. Like, it's a whole thing.
Even in America, I think, like, it depends on the state.
Yeah, And it's a fun game.
Yeah.
It's adult cops and robbers.
Talking about that.
That is just cops and robbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about that, tomorrow I have a driver's test.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, you know, the written
test. Oh, the written test. Okay.
Yeah, so I'll do that first and then,
Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his watch. So that means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights.
Yo,
have fun.
Really? I get to, okay, shout out, all right. Yo, I got to give a shout out to Club Rewind here. Come on, we're trying new things right now. DJs, every talented DJs every week, different ones, you know. It's just something else now, so do visit. And visit Avenue 2 Cafe and Eagle Ridge. I'm out. Thank you.
There we go. Well, for McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. And get ready for a nice little ad from Colin and the people at Coldwell Banker. Hopefully you all are having a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.
All
right. Peace.
Yeah, we could talk for hours,
brother.
You can come back
as
many times as you want.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.